This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 13th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 138, verses 7 to 8. It says there, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever." End of quote. Senator John McCain, a former prisoner of war and a presidential candidate, was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer in July 2017. And he died on August 25, 2018 at the age of 81. He was honored in the week of August, last week of August in the United States. And he was buried the very next week. More than all of his bravery and achievements, I am so glad that he was a man who was saved by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. In the end, that is all that mattered when he faced eternity on that last Saturday in August 2018. When Rick Warren, in an interview with McCain, asked this question, he asked, "What do you mean being a Christian?" John McCain replied, "It means I am saved and forgiven." End of quote. Paul Alexander, in his book, Man of the People, The Life of John McCain, said this about McCain. "He is a very spiritual person, but in his core, he is a military man." End of quote. Early days of his life, he was reared in an Episcopal church, but attended a Baptist church later in his life. Of course, the last 1 year of his life was unexpected rough ride of his life. Dearly beloved, is there any rough ride or trouble anywhere in your life? What was the last time you experienced a trouble in your life? Today? Yesterday? Last week? It may be sickness or another family member's sickness or death or something else. I experienced troubles and trials quite often in my adult life. David had a good portion of it all through his life, one after another. They included self-caused and others-caused. However, listens to the assurance of the Lord. The Bible says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life." In other words, the Lord knows our troubles and he does preserve your life in the midst of your trouble you face every day. One of the most soothing comforts we experience is from God's attribute called omniscience. This tells us God knows all about us. His knowledge is so vast and nothing is hidden from his sight. He knows the very number of hairs in your head. He knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. Who cares about a bird if it falls? However, God has such a vast knowledge about all things in this universe. He knows your name. He knows what you are faced with today. Bible says in Psalms 139, God knows what makes you sit down and what makes you rise up. He knows the thoughts and worries of your heart from afar. He is well acquainted with all your ways. Now think about this. Before you speak a word, he knows what you are going to say. Then David says in Psalm 139, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. The Lord knows how many days, months, and years you would live on this earth. Our birth and death are not accidental to him. He knew it all and planned it all from the eternity past. He wrote all the details about you in his book even before you lived one day on this earth, even before your birth." Dearly beloved, God knows all about you is one strong cord you can hang on, because he never falls short of his faithfulness and promises in the midst of our troubles. Bible affirms this promise, and it says in Psalm 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." End of quote. Beloved, the victory is already won by our Lord Jesus. People face severe chronic debilitating diseases, and the number of people getting such diseases has increased dramatically in these recent years. However, no matter what, my Savior won the victory for me. Bible declares our victory in 1 Corinthians 15:55 to 58. It says there, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." End of quote. Now stop and reread this verse again and again. Our victory is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. One day when we are on the deathbed, you and I may not be able to read or understand it entirely because of our weakness of the body on that day. However, let us read and understand this truth and internalize it so that you and I would be ready on that day. The reason for death is sin, and that is why all humans die. However, God gave us the victory over sin and the resultant death through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Lord Jesus defeated sin and death and rose again on the third day victoriously. He won the victory and He gives that victory to you. He provides forgiveness of sins and eternal life for those who come and accept Him as their Savior and Lord. Three things in our insight today. Number one, the loving Lord preserve your life in the very midst of your troubles. Your life is safe in His hands. No one can take it away. It is safe and secure in the hands of the Lord Jesus and Father in heaven. Second, the Lord will accomplish His purpose for your life while you live here on this earth as you yield yourself to Him. Third, Lord's steadfast, consistent, ongoing love endures, last, never stops. Thereby, He already gave you the victory over sin and death. How can I fathom all this in my feeble, puny mind? May I worship the Lord for such an amazing love He gave to me. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for assuring me today that you are with me in the midst of my pain and trouble. You know all about me, that comforts me. If you know, that is all I need, Lord. Lord, I know you will fulfill your purpose in my life. I worship you for your love, never-ending love. I believe in Jesus Christ, your Son, because He died for my sins. I accept Him as my Savior. Please save me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.